Thank you and good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. America's farmers take their stewardship responsibilities for our nation's lands and waters seriously, and we at USDA take seriously our responsibility to provide technical and financial assistance to assist America's farmers in this regard. For example, in 2001, USDA was a lead participant along with our colleagues here in developing an action plan for hypoxia in the Gulf Coast of Mexico. The action plan identified the need for increased assistance to producers for implementation of conservation practices that would help reduce nutrient runoff and leaching into the Mississippi River and ultimately into the Gulf. Consequently, agricultural producers in this region have been active in addressing nutrient concerns within the basin. From 2000 to 2006, over a six-year period, producers in the Mississippi River Basin have implemented 2.3 million acres of conservation buffers along streams, 1.4 million acres of created wetlands, or enhanced or restored wetlands, 20.8 million acres of conservation low-impact tillage, and 18.3 million acres of conservation practices associated with the management of nutrient runoff. These practices were applied through USDA programs, including the Conservation Technical Assistance Program, the Wetlands Reserve Program, the Conservation Reserve Program, and the Environmental Quality Incentive Programs. Due to conservation programs implemented by producers during this period, cropland erosion rates in the Mississippi River Basin have been reduced 42% over the last two decades. This achievement has associated benefits to sediment and the subsequent discharge of nutrients, particularly phosphorus, into the Mississippi River. Similar efforts in other river systems that empty into our estuaries have been made, including in the Chesapeake Bay, where both USDA and EPA have been active. Now, given that level of effort, particularly over the last 5 years, since the enactment of the conservation title programs in the 2002 Farm Bill, you're all probably wondering why that effort hasn't been showing measurable improvements in our estuaries. Admiral Lautenbacher gave you two definitions to keep in mind, estuaries and eutrophication. Let me add a third that's important to understand in order to appreciate the dimensions of this issue, and that third definition is residence time. Residence time is the time between when a nutrient enters a stream system, usually in the case of agriculture, in the upper reaches of a basin, and the time it's eventually discharged from an estuary through tidal action or oxidization. The relationship between changes in management practices on agricultural lands and when those changes will be seen in nutrient loads in rivers show that improvements are not immediate. In major systems, it may take up to 10 years for nitrogen losses at the edge of a field to work their way through the river, down the stream, and into the estuaries which those rivers drain. This would explain why observed reductions in the net nitrogen inputs in the upper reaches of some major basins, and recent evidence suggests that net nitrogen inputs have declined to levels observed in the 1950s, but this would explain why they haven't been reflected in observed nitrogen flux in rivers and in estuaries. The good news is that nitrogen loss from farmers' fields is falling, so we are making progress. The bad news is that this nitrogen reduction from the field has not yet translated into an immediate reduction in nutrient loads reaching many estuaries. We know that Farm Bill programs are making a difference, but that difference will take more time to manifest. And it will also take a bolstered and better structure of structured investment, which is why we believe Congress should adopt the administration's proposal for the 2007 Farm Bill. In that proposal, the administration suggests an increase in $7.8 billion in conservation spending. The proposal would better streamline and package conservation programs to achieve more effective results, particularly we propose the creation of a new regional water enhancement program that focuses on cooperative approaches to enhancing water quality at a regional scale. We would propose a mandatory funding level of $175 million per year to focus on those regional level improvements. We believe our nation's estuaries will stand to benefit greatly from this proposal and from others like it that are included in the 2007 Farm Bill. So the good news today is we're making considerable progress. The bad news is that, as is the case in many instances, it takes time for that progress to become apparent. Thanks very much.